is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network. Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions. Big name guest, Superfly Hayes, is our executive producer on a football Friday. The DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour is coming up within 60 minutes. Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, will break down the Lions and the Packers and more. That will be coming up in what? An hour and 20 minutes. He'll join us during the DraftKings Sportsbook NFL Power Hour. If you want to join us on this Football Friday, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. Also, get your picks in by Sunday at noon in the Beat HUGE contest. You could win that $1,000 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter. Lions getting ready for the Packers on Monday Night Football. And I'll tell you what's interesting, and I've been up there before, when you get to the UP and you have Lions versus Packers, the Upper Peninsula split. It's really cool. And Houghton Hancock, Calumet, I've been there a couple of times with our affiliate, AM 920 and also 107.3. And I've been to the Izzo Mooch charity golf outing when we were going up with Peter Sackett, Kirk Gibson. I would ride along, and Izzo and Mooch were helping, you know, raise like $1 million+ to build a athletic center, weight room in their hometown of Iron Mountain. And we would go up there, and just a wonderful place. But every bar we'd walk in was like half Packers stuff on the wall and half Lions. It's like a split part of Michigan. I think Tom Izzo, speaking of Iron Mountain, Michigan, he is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Coach.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I was just reminiscing about the old Izzo Mooch charity golf tournaments up north.
I don't know if it's half. I think it's like 7-8 Packers and the 8th, the Lions. It's Packer Mania, you know. It's Iron Mountain's 95 miles from Green Bay, so it's crazy up there for the Packers.
So you think, where in Iron Mountain, where you grew up, it was like 90% of the people there were Packers fans, 10% Lions?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say there's 90% Tiger fans in that area, but boy, there's a lot of Packer fans, man. They were crazy up there, and I'll never forget when Mariucci and I were in the parade one year. They were booing him because he was the coach of the 49ers. That's how much they loved their Packers.
He got booed in a hometown parade.
and I was sitting there ribbing him the whole time. It was awesome.
You're like, you here you are, Iron Mountain. They're doing the Izzo Mooch Athletic Weight Room, and they're booing you because you're coaching the Niners. Oh, that's awesome. How's the offseason? Well, now you guys are really into it with the workouts, and before you know it, practice will begin in early October. How has this summer been? Still dealing with COVID, dealing with precautions.
It's been pretty good, though. You know, players had a great summer, so I'm excited about that. And I think we got our point guard thing straightened out. That's been really good. Marcus Bingham has maybe had the best summer of his life. And that's been encouraging. And so we feel like, you know, Gabe has really stepped up. But, you know, and Tyson Walker and And, of course, A.J. Hogarth, who came back 20-some pounds lighter. I think we're going to be a lot better at that. And we're really pleased with our freshmen, all three of them, but Max Christie and of course, Jaden Akins have been, you know, kind of a step ahead right now.
Would you say you're comfortable? Real excited, confident.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not comfortable. I'm excited. I think, you know, the hardest thing now that everybody's dealing with is who does anybody have, you know? I mean, trying to pick, you know, 1 through 10 in your league or 1 through 30 in the country is so hard because there's been so many transfers and nobody knows who has who. So it's, that part's a little more difficult. But I'd say in general, Bill, you know, all we can do is worry about taking care of us, and I think we're going to be a much improved team and need to be and should be.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Name, image, and likeness. Again, you have a smaller group on a basketball team compared to football with 85-plus guys, if you include walk-ons. How have you navigated? I know the Evergreen program that the school put together, but you, your staff, your players, this name, image, and likeness, and keeping everybody still on the same page and that chemistry alive in the Spartan locker room and on the floor.
Well, it's been interesting, you know. I mean, we haven't had to deal with it a ton. I mean, there's been some here and there. Still have some serious question marks, but, you know, as dumb as it sounds, Bill, the coaches aren't allowed to deal with it at all.
Really?
We're not allowed to help them either way. We're not allowed to help them get deals. We're not allowed to help them navigate. I mean, like I said, they, you know, I don't care if it's the NCAA, the government, they just throw things together and then they wonder how they turn out, you know, and there's a lot of unintended consequences, as I've told you before, and yet I don't even know them all, but you know, right now we seem to be hanging in there, and you know, I think a lot of things you hear, you question. I think the minnow becomes Moby Dick in some programs. You know, everybody's out to think that everybody's making so much money because it helps recruiting. But you know, I'd say by the end of the year we'll know more on how it goes. But it's a little crazy right now, and yet it's. We haven't had to deal with it much because we're not allowed to. Yeah, we're not allowed to do anything.
So, in other words, when you're recruiting, you can't do a portfolio and say this is the name, image, and likeness money.
No, you're not supposed to be able to do any of that. Which, just like every other rule that's broken, but
yeah.
That's a big one.
Well, I think all the schools will follow that rule. That's my guess.
I guess with the same tongue-in-cheek that you're guessing, but no, you know, really, we're not allowed to do anything like that, and that's probably the hardest thing. But even helping the kids, you know, signing contracts, and what if they sign something that, you know, later on hurts them? So there's some navigating. That's a good way to put it. Evergreen has done a pretty good job at least educating the guys, but as you remember, when you were 18, 19, 15, 16, if they go to the high schools, educating you on this stuff is more confusing. I think everybody's got to realize, you know, if whatever they make, then all of a sudden they're going to pay taxes at the end. And I don't know if anybody understands that. Hell, I don't understand my tax stuff sometimes. So it's going to be a little bit confusing, but it's been manageable so far.
Yeah, former Spartan, Matt Ishba, what he's done through United Wholesale Mortgage and setting up the football team and the men's basketball team with that monthly stipend under name, image, and likeness. Your players had to like that, I would think.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, it was really nice of Matt to do that. You know, it just begs you to try to understand it. I think I'm in this thing. I've been here for 2 years of dealing with it, and I barely understand it, so I can't imagine most of the listeners out there can. But, you know, Matt has done so much, you know, for us, and that's been awesome, you know. And this is a thing he can do and can legally do it. So he stepped forward and did it, and I think the players are pretty excited about it. Most of them know. Hopefully they'll buy me a pizza instead of me buying them one.
T- Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Spartan football. Mel Tucker, since he arrived on campus, for a guy who sees him, talks to him more than most outside the football program would, take me inside what type of guy Mel Tucker is on and off the field.
Well, you know, I told you this, this summer once, you know, ever since I've gotten the chance to know Mel, he's a fun guy. He's pretty effervescent. He's got, a great personality and, you know, kind of an extrovert. And so he's done a good job. You know, it's been interesting, though, with all the transfers, and some have, but you know, you look at a lot of this team, and it's the guys that have been there a while that are really making an impact, whether it's the receivers, the quarterback. You know, now the running back they got, Walker, has done a great job. He's been a good addition. But there's a lot of veterans that are playing well, too, and that's been a big plus. I think we've looked good, and I think we're going to go down and beat Miami. I really do. I watched Miami a couple times, and I like our team. I like our athleticism, our explosiveness. And if we can stay healthy, we'll just keep getting better because that's what happens.
On the reunion weekend that you do, usually it can be in season during basketball. Sometimes it happens during football, especially when you get a lot of NBA guys, you have to adjust. To see everybody come back, one of those photos where you had kind of the recent teams the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and that photo, whether it was in the Spartan practice facility or the Breslin, that I saw Michigan State basketball send out, and here you are standing there with those guys. You have to be not only proud of your current team, but those players and how they all come back and they embrace the family atmosphere with Michigan State basketball. That has to make you really happy deep down.
You know, Bill, it is one of those things. I mean, it's sure you'd always like to win another national championship, but I swear that weekend I take over a Big Ten championship, it was just that moving. And, you know, Draymond and you know, even Irvin was supposed to come back, just couldn't make it. I talked to Zach Randolph. I was in California yesterday, and he's trying. I think next year will be bigger and even better, but to get, Jaren Jackson and of course, Brent Forbes, who had won the thing, and Valentine and Gary Harris. And it was just a good group of guys that came back, Travis Trice, Derek Nix, some guys that are playing in Europe. And we had, I think, 12, and then a bunch of other players that came back, and we had a little round table. We called it Grind Week. We tried to get them prepared for their camp that'll start pretty soon. And of course, then they all went to the football game. It was just one of those weekends that even had a couple parents came. Gary's parents came up, I think, to Joe. So it was one of those weekends where they're priceless. And the stories, they keep getting bigger, but they were fun.
I saw a photo of Drew Knights of the reunion weekend with his little son, and I think at, you know, inside your practice gym, and I just kind of, you know, watching Drew, and I've known Drew since his Wyoming Park days, and when I didn't, you know, think he was really top shelf material, which one of thousands of predictions that have been flushed down toilets throughout Michigan. But and knowing him now, and the dad and the father and the man he is, and how he came through Michigan State, again, another reason for you to feel like a proud papa.
Well, that is pretty cool. You know, the only thing is when guys bring their kids, you start feeling older and older and older. But there's no question that Drew, he's done such a good job over in the Grand Rapids area. He's involved in a lot of alumni things. He's just been great. And to see his little guy was pretty exciting. He said he's already left-handed and he can shoot it, which doesn't surprise me. But that guys like that were just as warm and heartfelt. We had a manager's reunion, and they raised, I think, $45,000 for the manager fund. Just a neat weekend, man. And you know, we haven't been able to do as much the last 3-4 years because everything that's gone on. So getting that back, and I think next year we're going to go for a slam dunk home run and try to bring everybody in, and then some. Bobo Charles, Gregory Kelser, guys like that came back. Steve Smith had to be out at the Hall of Fame thing, or he would have been here. So it was fun.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network. Before I let you go, thoughts on Alan Haller becoming the new athletic director in East Lansing?
You know, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I look at Alan and I think of myself. You know, he was here. I wasn't here as a student, so he's even more homegrown, and he's from this town, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And the more I was around him, the more I realized how passionate he was about the place. Played football, played in the league for a while, and then, you know, I had the unique distinction to be a police officer here for 10 or 12 years, and he's done the same as an AD. So he's about as well prepared as you can be. You're never totally prepared if you haven't taken over, but I think he's well prepared, and I think it's our job to help him be successful too, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. You know, Mel and I have been out a lot trying to raise money for, you know, our new football complex over there, and Matt really jumped on that. I think Alan will be, you know, super in that respect, and I think he's also going to do a heck of a job with all the sports. You know, I think that's one of the quality things you'd like to get across the board here, is going to help everybody.
Tom, good to catch up with you, my man. We'll talk soon. We'll stay in touch. Can't wait for the start of the season. Still trying to navigate the pandemic and the protocols and see if we can do our annual MSU All-Access basketball show. So I've been talking with Mike Carey from your office. Hopefully we can pull it off. If we can't, so be it. I will try and do it next year.
I think we'll be able to pull it off, Bill. That's tradition, man. We got to figure out a way. I know we slacked a little bit when we I'm hoping things are going to work out, and hell, you got that mask on permanently anyway, so that should be no problem for you. But I do too, so we're in the same boat. But hopefully we'll get that worked out, and in the meantime, stay safe. And it's been a beautiful fall, so it's great to be back at football games, and I'll look forward to seeing you, Bill, as always. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate you getting us on across the Huge network.
Yeah, we've added new stations. 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids is our new flagship station, and we're also now on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in Detroit, The Roar. So a lot of good things happening, Tom. It's been an awesome start to the football season. Can't wait to watch your basketball team, and enjoy that Miami State game on Saturday.
I will, Bill, and I appreciate you. Take care, buddy.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
I'm Jennifer Joseph. I'm an emergency medicine physician. So COVID has changed the way we do things in the emergency department. It's made us incredibly busy. We've been busy for 18 months, and we're battling not only a deadly virus, but we're also battling to protect ourselves and our communities by being vaccinated. I'm frustrated by the fact that this has become a partisan issue. As a conservative, I know that being vaccinated is the right thing and should not be politically driven. It's a personal decision, as with any medical decision. Questions are important. You should ask your doctor any question that you have and then make an informed decision as to what's best. The vaccine is safe. My children are vaccinated. I would not have vaccinated them if I did not feel it was safe. It's your decision. Make the right decision. Get vaccinated for yourself and your own safety.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the huge radio network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the huge radio network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We are the only show where you're willing to tell it like it is. Earlier this morning, Anthony Blino from X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network had a chance to talk to the voice of Miami Hurricane football.
Joining us now in the Meyer Supercenter guest line, covering the Miami Hurricanes, the play-by-play voice of the Hurricanes. His name is Joe Zagacki. You can find him on Twitter at Canes Voice. Joe, my friend, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you? How's life? How are things now that we finally are a couple weeks into the season? It kind of feels like normal again.
Yeah, sure does. Things are great. We're here in sunny South Florida, expecting a very warm afternoon for Miami and Michigan State. And it's great to have college football back. It's even better. Last week was our first home game. It was even better to be able to walk through the parking lot and see all the fans tailgating. Miami is famous for their tailgates, so they were all fired up last week.
Yeah, it's great to have fans back in the stands and to be playing college football in the pageantry. I think that we've seen that excitement kind of carry over in the first 2 weeks, that people are just happy to be back at their home venues. This is a really interesting game here between the 24th-ranked Miami Hurricanes and unranked Michigan State, but a Spartans team that is, you know, starting to catch some eyes of some people, you know, across the country and especially here locally. There's a lot of good buzz around East Lansing right now. As we look at game one for the Hurricanes, Alabama is always going to be a tough test for anybody who ends up on their schedule. Some people think that they might lose a couple of times this year. I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it, Joe. But that first game against Alabama, 44-13, not necessarily a score that we would expect from a Miami team that's coming in ranked, but sometimes, like as a Michigan fan myself, sometimes I feel like that Miami brand, the Michigan brand, the Texas brand, sometimes that brand power is actually stronger than what's the product on the field.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, people keep wondering, is Miami back? And they hear about Miami. And Miami, the glory days of Miami are long gone. They're 20 years old. And I think college football is better when the University of Miami is more relevant. But just like Michigan or just like Texas or just like Southern Cal or like Florida State, Miami's been faced with several dilemmas over the last 20 years. One of those is the team you mentioned, Alabama. Now, if people don't realize, unless you really look at Alabama, what Nick Saban has done. He comes into every state. He went into Michigan. He got the number one player out of the state of Michigan. We saw him play against Alabama. defensive tackle. He has the numbers 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 players out of Texas. And, of course, he has rated Florida of its top players. So that's been a problem. The game against Alabama, I think, was disappointing for Miami. I thought going in, the whole theme had to be for Miami, stay close, stay attached, both down in distance and on the scoreboard, and they just were not able to do that. Alabama overwhelmed them in every way imaginable. So they moved on to last week's game against Appalachian State. Appalachian State a couple of years ago took Penn State to overtime. Miami had the ball 8 times inside the 40-yard line and squandered most of those opportunities. And as a result, they were hanging on, much like that cat was hanging on from the upper deck.
Very much. The cat, I couldn't believe that video when I saw it. First off, I'm wondering, why is the cat there? Did somebody bring that? Did that cat have a ticket? And it was hanging on. But good on all the good folks down there at Hard Rock to be able to find a flag, of all things, to be able to catch that cat. And I guess it survived. I haven't heard any updates, but I was shocked when I saw the video. I am right with you, Joe. And I don't know, maybe it's because I reminisce over my childhood, but if Miami and Florida State are very good, you mentioned USC, Notre Dame's kind of lingering right now. Michigan's cracked back into the top 25. Texas, Oklahoma. I like it more when more of these traditional powers are better. And if they have to build a wall around Florida to keep those kids in the state of Florida away from Alabama, where do I sign that petition? Because I will do it to keep that talent at home for Miami and for Florida State and for Florida's benefit. App State's a team that we know a lot about here in Michigan. I have a Wolverine helmet on my desk right now, Joe. I hate seeing App State on the television. I saw them against Miami and I said, don't do this, Miami. Don't do this right now. But my question for you would be at quarterback, in how De'Arik King is recovering from an ACL that was really the story of the offseason. How has he looked thus far?
You know, I think it's been a mixed bag. I think he's looked really good in practice. I think it's an amazing story that he has been able to come back 8 months after having surgery on his ACL. He leads the ACC in total offense. He leads the ACC in total offensive plays 91 after 2 games. So he's out there. He's competing. I think he's playing at a high level. I don't think his decision-making has been at an A-plus level. You know, Miami depends on him to make great decisions on the RPOs. I think perhaps there have been occasions where he has been able to, where he has just handed the ball off, and maybe it called for a quarterback run, or maybe it called for throwing a pass in the flat. And instead, he has opted for the straight handoff. And I think that has been a little bit too predictable. And perhaps maybe it was the second or third play against Alabama, one of his first dropbacks, where he got bent in half. Maybe that put a negative thought in his mind. I don't know. Maybe he's been a little bit hesitant because of the knee. So on one hand, he's playing at a high level in terms of the amount of plays. His production has been good. I just think that if his decision-making was a little bit better, Miami's offense would be operating at a much better level.
You know, it's interesting from the offensive side of the football here with Manny Diaz trying to, you know, basically, you know, recreate Miami's offense in 2019, which was Diaz's first year as the head coach. He took Dan Enos away from Alabama, and that was his first offensive coordinator choice. That didn't work out. The Canes finished 2019 ranked 90th in the nation in scoring offense, 98 in yards per game, and then 80th in yards per play. So Manny Diaz goes ahead and lets Enos go, and then he brings in Rhett Lashley, and that ditches kind of that commitment to like a Miami pro-style sort of offense to more of like an up-tempo, a faster spread speed attack where the Canes jumped up the ladder in scoring and yards per game and yards per play. When you kind of look back at the difference between 2019 to 2020, then to this year, are you seeing that, I guess, maybe positive effect from Lashley on this offense? You're seeing that start to kind of carry over because sometimes when you change coordinators, that system can take time to implement.
Well, it is taking time, but the answer is yes. By the way, sidebar is Dan Enos played in the game last time when he played Michigan State. They sacked him at the end of the game. Cortez Kennedy recovered a fumble. But to answer your question, I think one of the reasons, going back almost to your first question about being relevant in Alabama, one of the things that has held Miami back, I think, has been their stubbornness up until last year to spread the field. And maybe like Michigan or Michigan State, fans always want to say, well, Miami has to look a certain way. You know, the Miami offense has to look like the Miami offense of 2001. Well, the entire country is running a spread formation up-tempo. And if you were to watch high school football down here, which is an incredible sight to behold, or even get into the Optimus Leagues and the Pee Wee Leagues, everybody is running a spread offense, and every kid wants to be a wide receiver, running back, or tight end. So Miami is surrounded by tons of talent, tons of high school kids that are running a spread offense, yet the main team in this area was not running it until Rhett Lashley came in. So I do think it's going to take some time. I don't think a lot of people have patience here, but they should, because I think this is the right move, and I think as it continues to unfold, it's going to benefit Miami. I thought it was very effective last year, off to a little bit of a slow start this year. They depend on big plays, and so far their most explosive plays, a 36-yard pass and a 29-yard run. And if Miami is to beat Michigan State on Saturday, for Miami, that has to change. They cannot slug it out all the way down the field with Michigan State. They've got to find a way to get some home runs or layups, some easy scores into their offense.
You know, Joe, and I don't know. I mean, I assume that we did pass each other in a press box one time just a couple of years ago when Miami came up to Toledo, because I worked there at the University of Toledo. So Miami was playing Toledo, and in the following there, in the tailgate, it was an incredible scene just to walk around the parking lot, making your way, you know, up to the Glass Bowl Stadium. And I wanted to ask, because this doesn't have anything to do with this particular game, but where does Miami Hurricanes football kind of fall in the general landscape that is Miami sports? You know, a lot of times if you're in LA, if you're in Miami, what do you have? You have sun, you have sand, you have beach, you have nightclubs. You got a lot of things that you could be doing. Where at, you know, here in Michigan, you know, our sports season, we kind of revolve around that, maybe differently than some other areas of the country. So where do the Canes kind of fall when it comes to the Finns or the Heat? I guess maybe we could even throw like maybe the Florida Panthers in there as well, or the soccer club.
Well, you can throw them all in there, and it's a great question. And I also think it's one that's very much understood. Because I think people around the country sometimes think, oh, Miami fans are apathetic. No, they're not apathetic. They're really passionate. You have to understand that. And you know, it's one of the great debates down here, because we do live in the past. And we do expect Miami, or the fans do expect championships every year. They expect high-level football. And so when they don't see it, then they're not apathetic. But they're not going to spend their money on it. Where does the University of Miami land? They are probably 1A, right behind the Dolphins. And some might find that hard to believe. But when the University of Miami is winning, there is nothing like it in South Florida. When the University of Miami is winning, this area is on fire. And even maybe even more so than the Dolphins, because you know, the college game just brings that passion, the bravado. Miami kind of is a bit of a bully community, or can be at times. And if you go to a University of Miami game when they're playing really well, it's probably a cross of a English Premier Soccer League game and an old Oakland Raiders game. It's, you know, you're entering the Bermuda Triangle and the Twilight Zone. So to answer your question, it's way up there. And we saw it in 2017, when Miami won 10 games, they had a run there three straight weeks. It was Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, and Virginia, and they had 65,000 passionate fans in that stadium each time. And it hit me then, you know, you can't serve a fan base peanut butter and jelly that was served filet mignon for a long time. And so they have high expectations, high demands. They support the team, but they can be pretty hard on them as well. And the reason they're hard on them is because they have five national championships.
And we all live in whatever era that the fan grew right up in, right? I mean, that's the era that sticks out the most. So if you were like the UU, I mean, when the documentary 30 for 30 came out and people were reminded of the excellence that was Miami. I mean, it's the color scheme. It's the cane mascot. It's the U, like the actual logo of the U, all of it. It's fascinating to me. And I'm somebody who's just enthralled with, I love the city of Miami. So I always wanted to know, you know, if I could get to a game. But I saw it in the parking lot at the Glass Bowl in Toledo, right, Ohio, that people were juiced about Hurricane football, and I just absolutely love that. When you look at the defensive,
you know, I would say I would just say real fast. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that one of the polarizing arguments here is, do you continue to slug it out to recruit local players, or do you use that U brand that's so popular around the country? And you know, Florida is Miami's arch rival, and I always felt that if you took Miami and Florida, and Florida's had more success recently, but Miami is still the more popular team, I think. And the reason is because of what you just said. Miami's been everywhere. They went to App State. They went to Toledo. They went to Ann Arbor. They went to East Lansing. They went to Seattle. They went to South Bend. Florida has always been a geographic team, and they're going to start expanding because they have to. But when it comes down to the brand, that you, the orange and green, the color scheme, Miami is the probably the most popular team in the state. But in order to maintain it, they got to find a way to win more games.
And college football fans, I think, all around the country would love to see the U come to town. It's like a mythological sort of thing that they kind of, it's an aura around the program there. When they host Michigan State 12 noon tomorrow on Saturday, it's what is the key for Miami? You mentioned, you know, some big plays, some explosive plays, but Michigan State's look really good, and they got a kid by the name of Kenneth Walker III who has in game number one ran all up and down all over the city of Chicago. They couldn't stop him. South side didn't matter. North side didn't matter. Stop, get pizza, go into the end zone. Guy ran for like 260. He was an unstoppable. They put him on a little bit of a pitch count against Youngstown State, which I think is the right move because you don't want to see him get injured in an FCS sort of game. Carries the ball seven times, gets 50 plus yards, and still scores a TD. What's Miami's answer have to be on defense to try to contain him? And have you seen anything in the first 2 weeks that would, I guess, kind of provide you maybe some comfort or some confidence in that?
Well, first, we were lucky to avoid Walker when he played at Wake Forest. I was happy about that, and then we get stuck seeing him here against Michigan State. They have to. I think there are a couple of things that Miami has to do in this game. A lot is going to be made of the heat, and the heat's going to be a factor. It is hot. It has been really smoking hot here in September. It rained here this afternoon. And there's a chance of rain on Saturday. In most places, if it rains, you know, it cools things off. In Florida, South Florida, when it rains, it makes it even worse. It makes it a sauna. So I think for Miami, it's been relatively easy so far for Michigan State in the first two games. As you said, they've gone up and down the field. They've had explosive plays. They haven't really felt the defense. There's been very little resistance. Miami has to make Michigan State, no pun intended, feel the heat all the way around, from the fan base to the temperature to making them work on the field. So when Michigan State walk to the sidelines and those big linemen take their helmets off and walk over to the fan trying to cool them off, they look over their coaches and say, we can't go 80 yards in 13 plays. We got to find a way to score quick. So Miami's got to get them into a drop back game, because what Miami does best is get sacks, tackles for losses, turnovers, turnover chain comes out, crowd gets going, the heat gets turned up. That's the game that Miami has to play. They got to put Michigan State into the heat wash machine, into the heater, and make them feel the entire environment. Use their speed, get penetration. Miami's goal this year was to be better against the run. They were horrendous last year at the end of the season. I thought they were very competitive against the run against Alabama. I thought they did a good job last week against a team that majors in running the football, App State. Miami outrushed them. Miami does it by getting into the backfield. They are going to, when that ball is snapped, they are headed to the backfield. Their linebackers are undersized, but they average 9 tackles for loss. Last year, 11% of the Miami plays ended up in a tackle for loss. That's Manny Diaz's mantra on defense, is get them behind the chains. So Miami has to do that in the early downs. I know the quarterback, Peyton Thorne, has been really good. Manny Diaz has complimented him on his running. I think Miami would feel a lot better if they got him in a drop back game.
He is Joe Zagacki. And Joe, final one here for you. This might be the most important one for all of our listeners in the East Lansing area, or if they're, you know, on the east side of the state, the west side, northern Michigan, they're going to make the trip because, you know, you don't get Miami on the schedule all the time. Give me your best recommendation for food. I'm going to tell the listeners, if you're in Miami, you got to go to Sea Spice on the Water. That would be my choice. Where would you send them to dinner, Joe?
You know, I would tell them there are two airports. You can fly to Miami or Fort Lauderdale. I would go to Fort Lauderdale. I live in Broward County. It's 15 minutes away from the stadium. I would go to Fort Lauderdale. I would go to Las Olas. I would go to Lauderdale by the sea. I would go to the Aruba Beach Cafe. It's right smack on the sand, looking out at the Atlantic Ocean. Or I would go to Hollywood. I would enjoy the Broadwalk. You would be walking on the Broadwalk right on the Atlantic Ocean. The restaurants aren't quite as expensive. I love going to get a mahi sandwich at Nick's. Nick's right there on the Broadwalk. A mahi sandwich and a cold beer looking at the ocean is not a bad way to spend a Friday night or a Saturday night.
He is Joseph Zagak. You got the recommendation right there. Joe, my friend, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it. For our listeners, you can find him on Twitter at Kane's Voice. Thank you again for the time today. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, and bring your sunscreen.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
My name is Karen Bellinger. I'm a paramedic in St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, we're obviously gonna be there. We're gonna take care of them. It's gonna be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE, but we will be there. But we don't wanna have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated. And I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe and it's time.
Learn more at MyVaxDecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on a Football Friday on The Huge Show across Michigan. Next hour, former Steelers and former ESPN NFL matchup. co-host Merrill Hodge will join us on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour. Also, Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network. If you have a question for Lomas or Merrill, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also you can text it to us. Just opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. So get set. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour is coming up here on the Huge Show across Michigan. 24/7, all of our podcasts and interviews are free, and you can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.